I knew Miss Howlett, who was headmistress at the Morley, because I used to go to the Morley and see if I could just see how teaching was going on in infant schools. And when she was asked to start Queen Edith as headmistress, she asked me if I'd like to be on the staff, because she'd already met me. And so in, would have been the summer term in 53, I think, started. And Miss Hatley was headmistress of infants and junior, because there were only a few classes. When it started, there were only, well, as you can see from the picture of the staff, there were about three or four in the juniors and three or four in the infants. And she was head of the whole until, I think, perhaps 2 years later, I don't know if it was 55, the juniors had got a lot bigger and merited a headmaster of their own. So then she became just head of the infants, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger because of the bulge. And when they built the Queen Edith Estate, they weren't prepared for the bulge of babies, and our infant school got packed. We had two classes in the dining room with just a sort of curtain between, and they all had to be out when they were like laying up for lunch, so they all had to go into the hall. And in the end, we had one class in the hall as well. But it was a lovely school to be at because the whole area was new and would have been built, I suppose, while I was in Australia. Queen Edith wouldn't have existed to start with. Oh, well, it was a very friendly place. I was lucky to have Miss Hatley as a headmistress because she wasn't one who bothered you. She just thought, you know, she'd chosen you and you got on with your job. And also, I think perhaps the only person who'd allow a teacher to bring a dog in, many people have been quite shocked when I've said that. Oh, she came every day with me. Because I lived in Sedley Taylor Road, I walked to school, which was exactly a mile. And I had two little dogs while I was there. The first one was a miniature schnauzer. And both of them, they had wide windowsills, these lovely classrooms. And I had a big wooden box on the windowsill. And when I got to school, she jumped up and got in her box and never got out till it was lunchtime to go home. never jumped down. And the children could go and stroke her, which Miss Howlett thought was quite good for them to get used to dog. And both my dogs got taken when the children were photographed, had their photograph taken as well.
So what was your second dog?
She was a... came from the Hunt Kennels out beyond Barton. She was a cross, Lakeland border cross, because our Hunt liked terriers with longer legs who could run with the hounds. Because a lot of Hunt terriers have very short legs, which are now called Jack Russells or more. And she was a golden colour. The schnauzer, miniature schnauzer, was Ruffles, and the little terrier was Gyp, for Gypsy, because she had very dark eyes. I was there for 3 years, and then I went to Canada for two, teaching. But when I came back from Canada, I was very lucky. Miss Howlett had me back, and I went back to my same classroom for another 3 years before I went to East Africa. But then Miss Howlett retired just before the 3 years was up, and Miss Johnson, I think she was called, she was... a teacher in the juniors, and she came to be headmistress of the infant. So I had a term or two with her.